Many of the 5,000 people Jesus fed in the wilderness continue to follow him throughout the countryside. Jesus challenges them to consider the real nature of their quest. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were beside the sea, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Yeah. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. Grace and peace to you from the bread of life, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the travels, or in the events of my life, it's brought me in various travels, both around the country and around the world. And in every one of those places, I have the opportunity to try a new food or cuisine. Now, if you're not familiar with customs or even the food of a specific region or people, it can be a little bit tricky. Now, I've tried some great foods. I've tried the food of my heritage of Germany. I've tried the eloquence of a very expensive piece of duck in Las Vegas. I've had the soul food of the South, the great Cajun of Louisiana, and so on and so forth. But one food that got the best of me was when dining with some of my friends who were Filipino. Now, they had a great, they know how to eat. I'll just say that. And there's, you think we have great potlucks, but my experience was far beyond that, with food that just went, so many different kinds of foods. And there was this one dish that was on the table that looked quite interesting. It looked like a dark leafy with rice in the middle of it. And so I thought, oh, this must be seaweed. And so I got it on my plate and later took a bite of it. And I chewed, and I chewed, and I chewed, and I chewed. Turns out what I thought was seaweed was actually a banana peel. And this was a dessert. And so, being the gracious person that I am, I didn't spit it out, but I eventually just swallowed it down. Food can be a little bit tricky. Our gospel lesson, as the introduction indicated this morning, is a continuation of the feeding of the 5,000 that we heard last week. Jesus was teaching and spending time with the folks on the mountainside when they were hungry, and he fed all 5,000 before leaving across the sea. And the people, as what happens to each and every one of us, the next day were hungry again. They needed and wanted more food. So they sought out Jesus. They sought out Jesus, but Jesus knew instantly what was behind their seeking. They sought out food, but Jesus wanted to give them more than just new food. Jesus was there to give them soul food. You see, in Jesus' teachings throughout the Gospels, whether it be his teachings, the signs like the feeding of 5,000, or other miracles that he performed, typically come in a twofold manner. First and foremost, as we heard last Sunday, it meets a human need, usually a very basic need, such as eating. But secondly, and more importantly, the reason for Jesus coming and performing and teaching is to reveal who he is. Jesus, the I Am. And the people didn't quite get that. They didn't understand who Jesus was, who Jesus came from, or where he came from, and why Jesus was there. But they did know they wanted more food. And let's be honest with ourselves. We too, in our own lives, can be similar. We're not all that much different than the people here interacting with Jesus, or with the people in the desert who are complaining to Moses about food. No matter how much we receive, no matter what the substance is, we want more. We want more food. We want better tasting food. We want a larger house, or maybe a newer house. We need a car that's faster or has less miles on it. We want more friends, whether it be in a virtual world or in our circles in daily life. We even treat happiness as a commodity, seeking more and more happiness. It's no accident that self-help books are some of the most top-selling genre out there. But brothers and sisters, this is food that perishes. This is food Jesus tells us not to seek. Yes, we have basic needs. We need to eat. We need shelter. We need clothes on our backs. But God always provides those needs. In the Lord's Prayer, we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." We don't pray it because if we forget, we won't have those things and God might not give them to us. Rather, we pray it pronouncing a truth, a promise God continually makes known and abundant in our lives, giving us everything we need for our days. Because Jesus, in this story with these people, is not interested in our consumerism and our ability to consume products, relationships, even emotions. Jesus is trying to draw us deeper. Deeper into a new, transformed, full life. Fullness that goes beyond endless food and a full belly. Fullness that goes beyond blessings of endless nature. Fullness that goes beyond even eternal life. Yes, fullness that goes beyond food, blessing, and life. Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is our soul food. Food that promises a quality of life in relationship with God. Not with sustenance, but with God. Soul food. Bread that nourishes our souls, our inner beings, that gives us life here and now. What is the soul food that you need today? What are you hungering for? What is that relational grumbling in your soul that you so desire from God? Is it peace of some nature? Is it forgiveness? Is it acceptance? Is it healing? What is that soul food that you need from God? Jesus promises us in our text today that He is the bread for that journey, no matter what that journey is that we're on, that He fills us in our deep longing for that right relationship with ourselves, with other people, with God. Jesus is a soul food that goes far beyond our own actions, the things that we did or didn't do, the things that we said or didn't say. Jesus is soul food, a food that never causes hunger or thirst again. Because of Christ. Because of Christ, these survival instincts that we have no longer are our primary focus, but rather a loving, a filling, a deep, lasting relationship with God and others are the new, transformed life that we have in Christ. Soul food. Soul food that has no expiration date. Soul food that lasts forever and remains in spite of an ever-changing church or ever-changing world. This, brothers and sisters, is the food that we desire deep within our beings. This is the food that we gather each and every Sunday to rejoice and give thanks in. This is a food that we ask God to give us always. Amen.